This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. As parents, it's easy to turn our children's victories into defeats. Today, from 2 Samuel, chapters 19 through 20, Leroy tells how to preserve their victories. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
One of the greatest leadership roles most of us will ever have is that of being a parent. The role of being a mom or dad in Olathe, Kansas, or Omaha, Nebraska doesn't often make the headlines or the evening news. But there is very little happening in the world today, or any given day, that is more important. Today I want to draw a lesson from the life of David and apply it to our experience as parents. In today's passage, we see David snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. I'm going to say that again. He is snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. His men had won the battle, but he was making them feel like they had lost. And I wonder if that isn't what we often do as parents. After David's army triumphed over the rebellion of Absalom, David was in tears. Upon hearing the news of Absalom's death in battle, the king cried with a loud voice, "Oh, my son Absalom, oh, Absalom, my son, my son." Now, of course, it is perfectly all right for a father to grieve over the death of his son. But there's a problem here. The men in the army who had fought in this battle saw David's tears for Absalom and assumed he was angry with them. They had expected him to meet them with joy and thanks for good service and a job well done. Instead, the Bible says, "The men stole into the city that day as men steal in who are ashamed when they flee from battle." I wonder how often we do the same thing with our kids. Billy comes home from school with a good grade on a math paper, and we greet him with criticism for not cleaning up his room before he left for school that morning. Or Susie does a great job in a school play, and we are angry because she hasn't done anything in her science project. What's happening is that we are taking victory and turning it into a defeat for those we love. There is a time to discuss the dirty room and a science project, but it's not on the heels of a victory. As parents, we often forget how much a kind word or a compliment means to our kids. It costs so little to say thank you, to express appreciation, or give a word of encouragement. But how often these expressions of kindness are lost because our minds are taken up with so-called larger issues. David finally took Joab's advice to present himself at the head of the troops and give them his approval. And how about the troops at your house? Today would be a great time to congratulate them on their successes and to welcome them home from the battle with thanks for a job well done. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
To help you make the Word of God a priority each day, we'd like to send you a free subscription to Daily Walk, the Navigator's monthly devotional guide. Daily Walk is filled with practical insights on how to live a Christ-centered life. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, the most important decision you'll ever make. Join us on Daily Discipleship.